felt like Matt in L.A. for a minute. From Jim Tomei to this guy is absolutely awesome. And if you've heard him on the show, you know that already. And a great, great story. A catcher for the San Francisco Giants. A two-time All-Star. Perhaps MLB's biggest Celine Dion fan. Signed with San Francisco in the offseason. He was the 365th pick in 07 out of Azusa Pacific. San Francisco is home tonight against Colorado. We are joined by catcher Stephen Vogt. Stephen, it is so good to have you back in the jungle. How are you?
I'm awesome, man. I'm so happy to be back on with you. I've been excited about this for about the last week. So thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Me too, brother. I want to reset that question the same way. It has been a minute or two since we've run you down, had you on the show. Exactly. How are you doing, man? How is life?
Life is great. I'm in back in the Bay Area. You know, we're living about two blocks from where we lived with Oakland. So just, you know, from the place, my family's happy. Life is good. Back playing in the big leagues after missing all of last year. So I'm ecstatic, and I'm just proud to be playing for the team I grew up rooting for. It's been pretty fun.
Stephen Vogt joining us. Stephen, you know, you're close to it, but there may be some people listening right now that don't really know the entire journey that you've had to go through. So if we went back to last season, you played 45 games with Milwaukee in 2017. After your time in Oakland ended, you were coming back with the Brewers in 2018, but then you injured your shoulder in spring training. What do you remember about that injury and that moment when it first happened?
Yeah, so, I was really, you know, when I got released by Oakland and then claimed by Milwaukee, you know, it kind of gave me some new life. And, you know, I had really struggled throwing the ball in 17 and just kind of, you know, knew I had to make some big adjustments. So I really worked on my throwing. Going into spring of 2018, I was ready to go. Honestly, the best arm strength I had had since my first shoulder surgery back in 09. Arm was feeling great, and we're throwing to bases the day before game start in spring training, and I felt a pinch in my shoulder on one throw. Knew right away that wasn't good, but, you know, being a stubborn athlete, you try and play through it, ignore it. Maybe, hey, it's just spring training. Something's going to give. It'll feel better. You know, tried to rehab it, tried to come back, and then kind of was close. I was one day away from getting activated and playing in a double-A game and felt it go again and ended up having surgery in May 17th of last year. So just kind of a crushing injury and ended up missing the entire year. Never got to play in one game.
Stephen Vogt joining us. You know, at the same time, it had to be crushing and the rehab had to be really challenging. But at the same time, you go through something like that, you were around the team, and manager Craig Counsell praised you for what you meant to the team last year, despite the fact that you didn't play in a single big league game last year. What was your approach when you were around your teammates last year, and how did you approach that?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously getting high praise like that from your manager is huge, especially from Craig. He's a great manager, great man. But, you know, for me, Jim, what it was is talking with my wife right the night I blew out. You know, we were just talking on the phone. She was back home with the kids in school. And, you know, and I told her, I said, hey, this is an opportunity. And she said the same thing. And we just talked about this is an opportunity for you to be present for your teammates. And that was my approach. My approach was to be there every day. Obviously, my number one goal was to get healthy. But on top of that, it was to be present for my teammates and anything they needed, whether it was talking about scouting reports, talking about hitting, talking about life, just be present for them and to just be there and support the guys and help win games any way I could. And the coaching staff, front office staff, and the players were unbelievable and kind of letting me be an integral part of that team. And obviously I didn't play one inning, but really felt like I was part of the team the whole year, and I'm very thankful that they allowed me to do that.
Amazing. Stephen Vogt joining us. And Stephen, I'm not at all surprised that your wife Alyssa was front and center in this whole thing. You and I have talked about her in the past. But before the start of the season, the Giants reach out to you and they offer you a contract. You grew up as a Giants fan in the Central Valley. You played for the A's. So when the chance to go back to the Bay Area came about, what was your reaction and what did Alyssa think?
Well, obviously she was excited just to be heading back to the Bay Area. You know, we were here for parts of 5 years with Oakland. We watched our family grow from one kid to three kids now. And, so it's a very special place for us. So, getting a call from Farhan Zaidi and getting the contract offer from the Giants, you know, it's the uniform that I've been dreaming of playing in since I was 3 years old, you know, pretending to be Will Clark in the front yard, pretending to be other Giants my whole life. And, so just hearing that call, hey, somebody wants you, even though you missed all of last year, you're going to get an opportunity to play. And not only that, it's going to be for the team you grew up rooting for. Our family was excited. Just so much hard work and perseverance and dedication, because Alyssa was just a big part. You know, it's not just us that go through the hard times. You know, it's hard on the families. They're not used to you not playing. They're not used to you being in a bad mood when you're having a bad day of rehab. So it really was a full family effort to get back, and here we are, and we couldn't be more proud.
All right, so if it's a full family effort to get back, and it's a grind, and it's challenging, and then you get called up after all that work, that roller coaster, that grind, it's not just you, it's your entire family. What did it feel like to be back in the major leagues?
It was incredible. You know, I spent the first month in AAA and hadn't played baseball for, you know, a year and a half. So I had to get some at bats and had to prove I was healthy before they were going to call me up. And, you know, this one, Jim, honestly felt sweeter than my debut in a lot of ways. You know, you see the way the game's changing, and now you're 34 years old going to AAA for the first time in 6 years. And you're wondering, am I going to be able to do this with the way the game is changing? And so to earn your way back was a lot sweeter this time. And we go to Cincinnati, and the family flew out, Alyssa and the three kids. And, you know, they're sitting right behind the dugout, and I'm going in at a double switch and just kind of turned around with my catcher's gear on and just gave Alyssa the biggest smile. And, you know, to have her just smile right back, It was incredible, because she, like I said, she was there with me every step of the way, encouraging me and helping me get through the whole process. So, just such a sweet feeling to get back and just be back in the big leagues after everything that we went through last year.
Goosebumps. And not only, Steven, to get back, but in your first game with the Giants, you go 3-for-3 and you had a game tying bomb, a game tying home run in the ninth inning. What was that game like?
I mean, everything, you know, Jim, the way I've always played baseball is, you know, how can I help the team win tonight? And, you know, for me, that's always been my focus. So, you know, coming in, we're getting beat pretty good in a double, you know, get double switch situation early in the game to get Buster out of there, get him some rest. And, you know, to have three hits to contribute to a win like that and to come from behind win. And, you know, it was unbelievable. And, you know, ninth inning, two outs, game tying home run in the uniform you grew up wanting to wear in your first game back in the big leagues in over a year and a half. Again, like you said, goosebumps. I still get it. I watch that video replay probably every other day, just to remind myself that, you know, I did it, you know, and now to continue to prove every day that I belong at this level is my goal, and I'm just enjoying every minute of it.
So before I let you go, let me ask you this then. When you went through what you went through, Steven, last season, it would have been pretty easy, if not understandable, to say, you know what, I've had an amazing run. I'm part of an elite fraternity of all-stars. I've done more than probably 99.9% of people who ever play baseball could ever do. I can retire. I could probably get into coaching. But you didn't do that. Why not? What was it that brought you back?
I feel like there's a lot left in the tank. I think for me it's you know, there's so many statistics out there. There's so many guys that just weren't able to come back from this injury. There's so many guys that their bodies just don't respond. And I love the challenge. I love the motivation of, I know I'm one of the best in the world, and I want to prove that every night. And I think, you know, it's funny. That's always been my focus, is I know I have more left. I know I can do this. I need to prove this to myself, and I need to prove this to everybody else. And that's what kept me motivated. You're absolutely right. There were some opportunities to move on, to move to the other side of the fence and as a coach and help other people achieve what I've been able to achieve, and I will do that. But you can only be a player once. And for me, it's that motivation every day of going out and competing against the best baseball players on the planet, knowing that I can beat them. And there's no greater feeling than that in the world.
Steven Vogt, my guest. So when you go through something like that, did you treat yourself? Did you treat yourself to a Celine Dion concert?
Not yet. But I did talk to Alyssa, and we were talking about going to Vegas this offseason. And you know what show I'm going to see, Jim.
Oh, I know it. Who is a bigger fan of Celine, you or Alyssa?
Me, hands down. She flatters me whenever I have to, you know, get a little Celine fix. But she's great. And I see video clips of it all the time, and she's still going strong. So more power to her.
Not that there's any doubt, but that's how you know you married a good one. That's how you know you married the right one. Steven Vogt, my guest, two-time All-Star. My man, it's so good to have you back on the show. What an amazing return. What an amazing journey. I really respect that a lot, and I appreciate you, Steven. Great to have you back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. Thanks for sharing the story. He's awesome.